To begin this podcast, I want you to know that by the time the podcast is over, on average, one man will commit suicide in Australia and another four will attempt suicide. Throughout several forms of media, including social media, advertisements, movies, and TV shows, there have been created a number of ways men should look, act, feel, and think. What is portrayed can be somewhat referred to as alpha males, who hold a number of masculine traits in terms of physical attributes as well as certain mannerisms. Males in overall society have a number of expectations upon them and commonly feel as though they cannot or will not be able to fulfill them. When researching the stigmatized term alpha males, I quickly came across a link explaining 20 traits of alpha males titled Stay Single Until You Find a Boyfriend with These 20 Alpha Male Traits. Here's an idea of the numbers of suicide in Australia. Of the 3,046 suicides in Australia in 2018, an alarmingly high percentage of 76% were male, which equates to 2,320 men. On average, this is 6 men per day. Let's look into the reasons why men are taking their own lives at the rate of 3 times of female suicides. A study conducted about the reasons men don't express emotions or get the help they require found recurring phrases which included not wanting to burden anybody, not wanting to appear weak, they had no one to talk to, or they were too embarrassed. No matter who he spoke to, he felt a sense of judgment coming from the other person. This was due to him feeling as though his problems were minuscule in comparison to people with actual problems. He explained he felt his problems were not irrelevant necessarily, but not important. He also felt his pride was at stake and embarrassment at another person knowing his feelings. He told me, "It makes me uncomfortable knowing that another person knows why I feel the way I do, like somebody you don't necessarily trust knowing a deep secret of yours." For this podcast, I interviewed a peer of mine and took notes from what he said. He had suffered from severe depression and depersonalization disorder and had a number of reasons why he found it extremely difficult to express his feelings and get help. I asked him about his idea of expectations of males, especially in the media. He listed several commonly used traits. He said, men are always expected to be things like slim, fit, muscular, tall, among others. He has body image issues himself, and when we did some research, we found straight away on sites like Nike.com and ASOS.com that there were several inclusions of plus-size women models showing first thing on the website, yet every man displayed was shown as slim, toned, or quite muscular. He also said how men are never portrayed as sad, depressed, or crying in any media types, and how that doesn't reflect reality. I asked him about his idea of expectations of males, especially in the media. He listed several commonly used traits. He said, men are always expected to be things like slim, fit, muscular, tall, among others. He has body image issues himself, and when we did some research, we found straight away on sites like Nike.com and ASOS.com that there were several inclusions of plus-size women models showing first thing on the website, yet every man displayed was shown as slim, toned, or quite muscular. He also said how men are never portrayed as sad, depressed, or crying in any media types, and how that doesn't reflect reality. A study done by an organization called Children Now surveyed a number of teenagers about their perceptions of males in general in several types of media. The results found that teenagers see and commonly believe that most men and boys usually keep their attention focused largely on women. Many males on TV are violent and angry. Men are generally leaders and problem solvers. Males are funny, confident, and successful, as well as athletic. It's rare to see men or boys crying or showing vulnerability. Males on TV could not be described as sensitive. Male characters are mostly shown in the workplace and rarely at home. More than a third of the boys had never seen a man on TV doing domestic chores. The fact that these beliefs are so common among teenagers reflects how people and men will generally act to attempt to fulfill their perception of male standards. To conclude this podcast, I believe that there needs to be a shift in the standards men have in reference to their emotions and mental health. For this shift in the mindset of men, both young and adults, to occur, there must be a number of changes in the media that we constantly consume every day. The stereotypes of men and how they are expected to act and feel should be shifted to become more accepting of the reality that men also have mental health issues.